get out from your family. I want to talk to you about escaping the hustle and bustle of life for a season in order to spend time with the Lord to receive revelations from Him. This may even include separating yourself from your family for a short time in order to receive direction and hear clearly from the Lord. In the book of Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "Now the Lord had said to Abram, 'Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you.'" Verse 4. "So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him." Skipping to verse 7. "Then the Lord appeared to Abram." The Lord tells Abram to get out of your country, escape your family for a while, to go into isolation, to separate yourself, if you will. "I want to bless you." So Abram listens to what the Lord says, and then in verse 7, the Lord appears to Abram. I want to speak to you regarding finding time and spending it in the secret place with the Father. In the book of Psalms chapter 91, verse 1, the Bible says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." If you make time, you go into the secret place of the Most High, you will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In the book of Revelation, we see John isolated on the island of Patmos. It was during his isolation that revelation was given to him. In the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 18, it says that Jesus was alone praying. In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says, "I will stand my watch and set myself on the ramparts and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected." What does Habakkuk say? He says, "I'm going to stand my watch. I'm going to set myself in a place. And I'm going to watch. I'm going to wait and see what the Lord is going to say to me." And then in verse 2, the Bible says, "Then the Lord answered me." When we take time and isolate ourselves for a while, for a season, in order to seek the Lord is going to show up and meet us. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 6, Jesus says, "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place." What does Jesus say? Go into the room, shut the door, isolate yourself, go find a quiet place, a secret place, a place without the distractions. "Hey, I'm struggling in life," perhaps you might say. Well, what do we do? What should we do? Turn off the television. Isolate yourself from the family, perhaps for a half an hour, 15 minutes, a day. Who knows, whatever the Lord is placing on your heart, in order to seek the Lord in prayer, perhaps even in fasting. "Lord, what is it that you desire me to do for this season, for this time? I need answers. I'm struggling." And the Lord will answer you. The Bible declares that. Let's just spend a little time making some declarations together, praying together. Go ahead and repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I desire to spend time with you in the secret place. I desire quiet, alone time with you. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that I will set aside this time to spend with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.